Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In about 10 minutes, Nick Kostos will join us,
make it right.
Help you with your picks for the weekend. And if you didn't have any, maybe you'll have something after you hear Nick. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question is, what is your confidence level in the Eagles beating the Rams on Sunday? Very confident, pretty confident, not that confident. Ike, where do you think the percentages are? Very confident, pretty confident, not that confident.
Let me see. It's Friday.
Yep.
So I know a lot of people feel like they're pumped up.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say very confident is leading the way. Let's go with maybe, because it's three of them.
Yep.
So let's go with, I'll go with 58%.
58%, which leaves you 42% left with right. Pretty confident and not that confident.
So, yeah, I think obviously I believe the smallest one is the not that confident.
Right.
Very confident. If I've got that at 58, I'd go very confident at 45.
Okay, so that leaves 7% for not that confident.
Yeah.
You're actually wrong.
Yeah?
Yes. Leading the voting is pretty confident at 52.9%.
Okay.
Then very confident at 38. So basically, you almost had those flip-flopped.
Yeah.
And
no,
then
did I have that wrong?
Yeah.
Pretty confident is the one I thought was the highest.
Oh, I thought you said very confident.
I mean, I said it wrong.
Oh.
In my head, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Then you were pretty close.
I said it wrong. I may have said it wrong then.
Okay.
And that was my thought process.
And then 8.8% left with not that confident. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
So pretty confident. People are like, they got some reasonable measure of.
Yes. Yeah.
A little concerning.
Yeah, not all chest thumpers.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Brahim in Jacksonville.
Brah.
Left over from the Super Bowl 20 years ago. You're on WIP. What's up, Brahim?
Yo, what's happening, y'all? So listen, this is why I'm very. Now, listen, I listen to y'all every day, man.
Uh-huh.
And Spike and Jack have been frustrating me for weeks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, listen. Ike, you know, and Jack knows when Jack used to be on with Jillio, I was a Carson Wentz person.
Okay.
I was annoyed that they drafted Jalen. I hated Jalen in college. I couldn't stand him, right? But I'm going to tell you, his Super Bowl performance, and mind you, I think he's the reason we lost the Super Bowl, and I still love him, and I'm going to tell you why. Because that Super Bowl performance to me was rival to AI's game 2 final performance. He left it all out there. Jalen has shown me on numerous occasions that he had by the way he plays, he has that I will not lose mentality. Now, he's a jack of all trades, dude. He's a master at none, right? He can throw the ball a little bit. He's not even the most dynamic runner, but the one thing that you cannot say about Jalen Hurts, more time than not, his heart and his will wins. And I'm going to tell y'all, there's many times, not just in football, but in life, where heart and will beat talent and skill more times than not. And we have the perfect defense. We have the perfect offense around this ball. And that's why we are winning the majority of the games, regardless of how he's passing the ball. And I'm going to tell y'all, he's one of those rare guys that plays to the moment. That's why when you see a microcosm of it in games, when we need a play, he does it, even if he hadn't been playing well most of the game. when we need to play, when we need him to do it. He's just one of those dudes that plays better with his back against the wall. And that's why I am ultra confident, because we have a better team than the Rams, and we, and our quarterback has that thing where I don't think a lot of the other quarterbacks, except Pat Mahomes, has in them in the rest of the playoffs. And even Jaden Daniels got that a little bit. But I think we got the one with the biggest.
You know what, so Brahim? I can agree with your assertion that he comes up big in those moments. My worry is that early in the game, when those aren't happening, right, it forces us into very close games in the fourth quarter that maybe don't need to be close. And when you play with fire like that against really good teams, you can end up in a situation where you outplay the other team, you have a better team than the other team, and maybe Jalen just doesn't even get that chance to do it. And that when we're in the situation, I agree with you. I agree with you that if we're down four and there's 3.5 minutes left and the Eagles get the ball back, that is a situation that I'm actually pretty confident in Jalen in. But like, the game doesn't always work out the way that you want it to. So I think that this team is in unnecessarily close games a lot because of that. Though I agree with your overall point about Jalen in those situations.
Okay, and now this is the one thing though, Spike. Think about how many times we've won already this season. Mm-hmm. So even in those close games, even with the better quarterbacks, the Lamars, the Joe Burrows, and we've seen him beat Josh Allen. We've seen him beat good quarterbacks.
So Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. It's not like we've never seen him do it. He just beat Stafford. And y'all keep trying to tell me Stafford and McVay is better than Jalen and Sirianni. Well, why haven't they beaten him once yet? Why haven't they outcoached him yet?
That's a good point.
They're so much better.
Well, you're aware, though, that like in the last couple of years, when they've been facing those Rams, this is a Rams team that, from a talent standpoint, has been sort of decimated. You know, this is not... When I say a better head coach, better quarterback, and by the way, I'm so on Jalen, but I'm high on Nick. It's not an insult to Nick. I think McVay's overall body of work shows that he is an excellent head coach. And I think Matt Stafford's overall body of work shows that he's a Hall of Fame quarterback who's not...
Ish.
I mean, he has a Super Bowl, so he'll be close.
How does Jim Plunkett have two of them?
Yeah, but he's not Hall of Fame-ish. It's fine. I don't want to. He's
I'm
not. He's like Philip Rivers. If Philip Rivers got a Super Bowl, you know, and that's what everybody holds against Philip Rivers.
True.
I hear you. I hear everything that you're saying, and I agree with a lot of it. But I think that the reason that I'm nervous about this game is that in a situation where the game is tight in the fourth, which I imagine this game could be, and I look over on the other sideline and I see one of the best head coaches in the NFL and a quarterback that has won a Super Bowl who has been very good in the playoffs of late, like, that makes me nervous. And I think that is a fair thing to be nervous about.
It's totally fair, Spike, but I'm going to tell you like this. Don't worry. Be happy, and I'm going to let y'all go on this. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
Love it.
So it's funny. People
always get back to the Eagles chant.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that on a Football Friday.
It used to be a Football Friday staple.
Okay.
Used to be.
Then we'll do it.
Well, I mean, for years people hadn't done it.
Okay.
I'm taking more to the fans.
Okay.
Like, they had to bring it.
Well, here's...
It used to be a staple on Angelo.
Yeah.
Well, now the morning show, no chance.
Well, then here's the rule. You got to do it. If you are predicting the Eagles are going to win on Sunday, you got to end the call with that. That's absolutely,
like,
positively the rule.
Like,
I think that's what... And it's funny when people are like, Spike, why don't you relax and blah, 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 blah. It's like, that is not... It's just never how I'm going to be wired. I've never been wired that way. I will never be wired that way. You think I'm stressed out now? You should have met me 20 years ago, man, or even 10 years ago. The Spike that you're hearing now is loosened up compared to previous Spike. I think even you two would attest to this is a loosened up version of me compared
no
to previously.
Doubt. Yeah.
Still tight, but yeah.
Yeah.
Still tight. Yeah.
Still 100% tight.
Still looser than he was.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, if our show meeting is 107 and we haven't really gotten into it yet, that's when you start seeing the old guy, the old Spike, you know, pop up every once in a while.
You feel the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. I stopped participating in the banter.
Yeah, he's not in on the conversation anymore. Yep.
Zones out.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Mike in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Mike. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What up, Mike?
The last time I called was right before the Phillies lost in the playoffs. So let's hope I'm not too much of a jinx here. But I am feeling pretty confident for this game. And one of the main reasons I'm feeling confident is because I've respected this Rams team all year. Even when they were struggling, the first time we played them, I was actually more concerned than, I'd say, 90% of the fan base. So I really respect the team that they're playing on Sunday. But the more I look at it, it's almost like a lot of the national media that's picking them and a lot of us being nervous, almost in like a reverse psychology. And it's making me be like, look, if we go out there and execute, we're going to beat this team. Let's not hype them up to more than we are or more than they are. Spike, at the beginning of the show, you said the Rams look like they're on a mission, which I agree with. But when I watch this Eagles team and you watch everything behind the scenes, it really just feels like we're also on a mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's just that it to me, I think it's right that the Eagles are favored, and I think they are likely to win the game. But for me, it's just closer than 6.5, you know, if to bring up the line. That's when I'm thinking about the game. I'm thinking about a game where I don't see the game as that kind of a game.
I completely agree. I'm in the same boat. I could see it being a really close game, but if it is a blowout, I don't think it'll be them over us. I could see it being us over them, though.
I think that's likely too. Yep.
Yeah. If there's one thing that I'm – well, there's two things I'm concerned with. The first one being the passing game, but we've talked about that all week. There's a top 5 at 5 a week or two ago about, like, the worst types of callers, and one of them being the guy that calls in and says, oh, no one's talking about this, and it's actually been talked about a lot. So I'm going to be that guy a little bit. But the N'Kobe Dean injury, I think it has been talked about, but maybe not quite as much as it should. He's been a huge aspect on defense, and especially if they can't figure out that second linebacker spot, I think Stafford really could eat them up. If we do lose, I think that'll be a big reason why.
I think that's possible as well. Yeah, I think so too.
Certainly an area where if you're McVay, you're looking to exploit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that is one of the advantages of having a guy like him in that situation is that if you're going to trust one of the guys to come up with a game plan to exploit a weakness from an offensive perspective, McVay is one of those guys. Well, Mike, you're predicting an Eagles win, so I assume that you heard the rule. So
absolutely, I am. That they're going to sing that national anthem. They're going to have that bald eagle flying in the snow, birds by a million. A-G-L-E-S,
Eagles! There we go. That's a South Philly Eagles chant right there. Does anyone else speak of nervous? Every time they let that eagle fly around the stadium,
yeah,
I'm like,
I love it.
It's super cool.
Now, I'm behind a glass, so I'm safe.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the press box.
I'm worried about him like flying into somebody or just being like, I don't really want to be here. Yeah.
I'm out. They let me free. No, because it's the lady is normally standing on a mark, so it's this bright yellow mark that I'm assuming the Hawkeye or the Eagle Eye, I should say, not Hawkeye, Eagle Eye, sees where it's supposed to go. Now, it will circle the thing before it actually goes straight to it. It doesn't necessarily fly straight to it. It does sometimes take a little... Yeah, around the stadium.
Yes, the scenic route.
I think it's the coolest thing, though, man.
It is cool.
I don't think they did that when I played.
No, you just got Sylvester Stallone.
Well, that was once. And that resulted in the shutout. So, yeah, we never did that again.
You got a fake boxer and a fake eagle. You got Swoop and Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I don't know when they started doing that, but I don't remember it as a player.
On the line with us now, our buddy Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. You can check out all the latest lines of the BetMGM app. And now, You Better You Bet, which you can get in the Odyssey app, you can also watch from 6 to 7 Eastern Time on NBC Sports Now on Peacock. There he is. What up, Nick?
What's up? What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Guys.
What's up,
great.
Nick?
Hey, listen, we stand on the precipice of the best sports weekend of the year. Eagles are playing, so great where you guys are obviously, and I can't wait for these games. It's going to be great.
Now, Jack had mentioned that you were upset about something Philly sports related.
Yes, I was.
What is it?
So the whole situation with the Eagles fan last weekend at the game.
With the Packers fan.
And the Packers fan.
Yep.
I have just a couple things on this. I'm not defending the Eagles fan, who is obviously like a jerk and an a-hole, and, like, deserved to get punched in the face. Like, that's what he deserved, was to get punched in the face. And I'm not claiming to be a tough guy at all, but if I'm with my wife and you speak to my wife like that, I'm punching you in the face. And that doesn't mean that, like, I'm not going to get my ass kicked afterwards by all the Eagles fans there. But, like, that Packers fan is one of the biggest losers on the planet. Like, GoFundMe to send me to the game. Watch this guy, like verbally run down my or fiance, whatever. Like, what a loser that guy is. The Eagles fan deserved to get punched in the face, right? Here's where I draw the line, though. What I think is sick about our culture today and how soft everybody is and the P word that I think permeates through a lot of this culture today. It's the Twitter fingers mentality where instead of dealing with things in real life like men, we rush online to complain and bitch and moan and whine and complain online and let the Twitter mob try and cancel everybody as if all these people out there that are trying to ruin this guy's life, like, I've never done anything that they would be, like, not want to be put on film before. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Everybody has done something that they regret. This guy gets caught on film, and now, like, he loses his job. Like, this guy's life is going to be screwed up for a long time, probably, because of a mistake he made at an Eagles game. I'm not defending him. The guy's clearly a jerk to do something like that, and he deserved to get punched in the face. But the fact that things get brought to this level and to this degree is disgusting. Like, it's sickening, and it's a sad commentary on our culture, and that Packers fan, in addition to the Eagles fan who's a loser, that Packers fan is also a gigantic loser.
Yeah, I agree with you on the job part of it and that guy's life being ruined. And also the Packers fan going to the game with a GoPro on. And,
yeah, he's a loser and by the provocateur. Way, he's a loser, that guy.
He's from Chester County. He's from like an hour from here. He had a GoFundMe to send him where he's from anyway. What are we doing here?
He's a loser. Yeah. He's a look-at-me loser.
Though,
like, wants the clout and the social media attention.
Though the one thing I would disagree with you on is like, I ain't punching anybody if I'm an opposing fan at the
link
to me. Because
why not? Because
he could die.
Spike.
Because he could die. Nick, I'm going to be honest.
It's not Fallujah, Spike. Okay?
Nick.
Like, there's security everywhere.
Nick, if you've watched, and I promise we'll get to
the pick. I've gone to games at the link as a Giants fan with all Giants stuff on. Hang on,
Nick. If you've seen any of the videos of fights at football games, there's stairs right there. All it takes is six guys kicking you in the head, falling down a flight of stairs, and then all of a sudden you're paralyzed because a guy called your girlfriend a name.
Wow, I mean, what a that's quite the leap that you took.
No, but it's possible.
To paralysis.
I'm just saying it's possible. The only thing I disagree with you on is I would have gotten up and left, to be honest with you. I wouldn't have just sat there. I would have gotten up and left, but I ain't punching anybody at a visiting. But the rest of your take, I largely agree with.
Listen, I went to Eagles games wearing. I went to Candlestick for the Giants-Niners NFC Championship game, but the Giants beat them in overtime, wearing all Giants attire and a Yankee hat, and was told by people, like, you're going to get us killed if you keep going, and I kept going, baby, and I'm still here,
Good for you, buddy.
Yes.
So, as you said, huge weekend of football, but the one that we care about the most is Eagles-Rams. Line, I think, still at 6.5, opened at 6. Is 6.5 where you're seeing it?
Eagles, I think 6. I'm just doing a refresh here on my screen just to make sure I've got this. Eagles minus 6. Total in the game is 43.5. So, look, like, I took the Packers last week to cover, not to win, and the Eagles obviously covered. I do think the the opening kickoff was really ridiculous. I'd like a Zapruder film style breakdown of Keyshawn Nixon recovering that kick and being ruled Eagles ball, but whatever. I digress. The Eagles deserve to win the game, obviously. If I had to bet the side of the game, I would take the points with the Rams. I think it's going to go up. I do think the Rams can keep this game close. I will stop short of predicting a Rams outright victory. I do think the Eagles will win and move on to the NFC Championship game. My preferred bet in this game, though, guys, is going to be the over. I like over 43.5. That's where it sits right now. And I'm sure you guys know, just like it is in New York over this weekend, we're probably going to get snow on the ground on Sunday. Not definitely, but probably. And if there's snow and no wind, or not like fierce wind, wind is what destroys offenses, right? It's not snow. And like, Ike, you know this, right? Like, if there's snow on the ground and it's slippery, that's advantage offense.
Yep.
Because the offensive players know where they're going before the ball is snapped. Defensive players don't.
Yes.
So I actually think, like, if you want points to be scored in this game, you want there to be snow on the ground and not have there be tremendous wind. And I do think I might be the last, like, great Jalen Hurts defender on this planet. I still think he's a big-time quarterback. I think Saquon's going to have a good game. I think Hurts is going to have a good game. And on the flip side, I think the week off for Matthew Stafford in Week 18 did him a ton of good. He looked awesome, like a different player on Monday night against the Vikings, was throwing darts on the opening drive. So over 43.5 is my favorite look in this game. Make me bet the game with the points. I'll take the Rams. I do think the Eagles will win, guys, though, and play on Championship Sunday.
All right, as far as the other games, what are the couple that you like the best?
I love the Ravens. I love the Ravens on Sunday in Buffalo. People say, well, you know, it's going to be quarterback with who has the ball in his hands last is going to win the game. I don't agree. I think the Ravens can win this game by 7 points. I think the Ravens can win this game by 10 points. I don't know how Buffalo is going to stop the Ravens' rushing attack. Even if Zay Flowers doesn't play, I don't know if it's that big a deal. Great, Christian Benford could stick on Rashad Bateman. Here's Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews dinking and dunking you to death. I love Derrick Henry in this game. I think Lamar runs wild in this game. And I give the Ravens a tremendous coaching advantage, Spike, over Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills. I trust John Harbaugh. I don't trust Sean McDermott. I think the Ravens win. This is my favorite play of the weekend. It's my biggest bet of the weekend, is on Baltimore to win on Sunday afternoon in Buffalo against the Bills.
Well, any of the others you really, really like before we get to props?
Yeah, I'm going to end up probably, now I've done some teasers that don't exist anymore, like Lions were in teaser range, -8.5, now it's 9.5. The Ravens earlier in the week were like +1.5, like that was stupid. Like, I have Baltimore +7.5, Kansas City -2.5 in some teasers. Feel like that's going to win. Chiefs-Texans, I would lay Kansas City. I don't know what Houston's avenue is to scoring a lot of points in this game. And I think the Chiefs, and we'll get to this, Spike, with props, will mitigate Houston's pass rush by getting the ball out of Mahomes' hands really fast. I like Kansas City. Not a lot, but I do like the Chiefs to cover. And I do think the Chiefs will win. And in the nightcap, I want to wait for 10 with Washington to see if I can bet Washington +10. But I'll end up having a small bet on the Commanders. Not as, like, I like the Ravens a lot. Smaller bet on the Commanders to cover the spread. And I love Jalen Hurts, and you guys know that. And I've been consistent through the years that I think Jalen Hurts is great. The best quarterback in the NFC is Jaden Daniels. Like, playing this weekend or otherwise. And if that's true, and I think it is, then I think the Commanders can keep this game at least within shouting distance on the road at the Lions. I do expect the Lions to win. I think we get Lions-Eagles in Detroit next week for the NFC Championship.
Wow. And props, as far as props go, what do you love?
Sure. Let's bet square, don't care. Travis Kelce over 52.5 receiving yards tomorrow for the Chiefs against the Texans. Again, Mahomes, get the ball out of his hands quick. We have seen the Chiefs' offensive tackle struggle this year in pass pro. So what's the way to mitigate that against D'Amico Ryan's defense with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter? Get the ball out of Mahomes' hand quick to his binky. Travis Kelce, Kelce over receiving yards. Terry McLaurin, I think, goes over 100 receiving yards for the Commanders against the Lions. McLaurin is not just an over for me, but like, let's do like Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 10. Grab the ladder and climb that sumbitch to glory. McLaurin over receiving yards on Saturday night. Rams-Eagles, you could go Saquon over rushing yards. I think that's probably pretty good. I'll go Puka Nacua over receiving yards. I love Quinyon Mitchell. He's a stud. Darius Slay is really good. Eagles have a good secondary. I don't think they can cover Nacua, and I think this is going to be a higher scoring game than expected. So let's go Puka Nacua over receiving yards with the Rams and the Eagles.
Mm. All right, Kostos. We love it, man. Man, tons of fire. Yeah. And when do the Giants play this weekend?
We stink, but we've won four Super Bowls. How many have you won?
Only one.
You'll get Travis Hunter, though, right?
Honestly, like, I watching the Penn State Notre Dame game, they can't draft Abdul Carter, I guess, because they have Burns and Thibodeau already. Is Abdul Carter just like the best player?
I was going to say, I don't know, Nick. He may be too good to pass up.
I think I agree with that. I think quarterback is going to go. So the Giants are, we don't have to do, they're really stupid. Probably not going to get a quarterback at number three. And if it's defense, I think I'd rather have Abdul Carter like the edge rusher than the corner and Travis Hunter.
Yeah. I agree.
He's ridiculously good. And Tyler Warren was the other best player in that game. I wouldn't take him third overall, but he'll go in the top half of the first round as well, the Penn State tight end.
Yep.
All right, Kostos. As always, thank you, brother.
All right,
you
bro.
I'm wishing everyone Minimal Sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck. And I'll just tell you guys right now, if it's Lions-Eagles, the point spread, just think about it. The point spread is going to open Lions favored by -3 on Sunday night. Wow. Barring like both teams being healthy, if that's the matchup, Lions -2.5 likely against Philadelphia.
Wow. How about it?
I like that. That's almost even.
Almost. All right, Costos. Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. By the way, he said Jaden Daniels, best quarterback in the NFC.
Yeah.
It sounds outrageous, but then you look at the teams, because all the great quarterbacks are in the AFC at this point, and you're really talking about Hurts, Goff, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, right? And Stafford. So it's not crazy.
Well, he's better than a few over there, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you got the Holy Trinity with the three at the top, and then everybody else.
Four.
Who you got as four?
Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen, Burrow.
Oh, yeah, it is four. Who was I forgetting? I don't know who the hell I was forgetting.
Forget Burrow for some reason. Maybe because they're not playing.
I had him in my head. It might have been Mahomes that I forgot.
Okay.
How could you forget him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that four.
Yep.
Yeah. That four. Yeah, he hasn't cracked that four.
No.
But give him some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that kid coming out, man. I did, man. And they don't even have they don't have the roster that we have around our – know what I'm saying? Like, I look at Washington and I'm like, oh, you got Scary Terry, but – Scary Terry's a 5'10 receiver.
What else
do they have on offense?
Yeah, no. He's done a lot with not a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Elliot Shore Parks joins us now. I want to get everything from an injury standpoint with Elliot because we've had a lot of guys in and out. So Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.